pressure is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Newfound Glory is our guest tonight.
Yes.
We are fond of this band. They've been on the show. Well, I think this is their third time we were discussing it. They were on on a 1-2 punch about a year ago, and now they're back, fresh off the K-Rock's Weenie Rose. Jordan and Chad are both in here, Jordan, and then Steve and Cyrus and Ian are going to all circulate in as the night wears on.
Jordan's evidently finished his bowel movement.
Yeah. It's all good. I tried.
Oh, you tried.
Jordan has a problem pooping. He can't
do. I have to.
We don't want to wait necessarily 2 minutes before you're going on the air. It's a bit of pressure for anybody, I think.
I know. Yeah.
Drew, what can he do to move those bowels?
Smooth move. Tea works good. Sometimes.
Swiss Chris?
Yeah.
Good tea.
Really? No. So what would you recommend to some?
Swiss Chris is a great.
What is that?
It's just a herbal
laxative.
Laxative, yeah.
Huh.
I had my tonsils removed recently, and I had to take I had all this stuff done to my sinuses, and I had to take Vicodin, and I was like seriously so constipated, it sucked.
Oh yeah,
I just thought I'd let you know that.
Thank
I just
you.
Wanted
Thank
to inform you guys.
It's just a
I did my first enema.
Oh nice.
And it didn't work because I was clogged up so bad.
Oh boy.
Sorry,
it's just the lifestyle that we, you know, from touring and eating late and
anal sex. But did you have to manually disimpact or?
Huh? What? No. I ended up taking a suppository, and that helped me.
Okay.
I was going to have doctor give me something, but because I was in a lot of pain. So.
That's awful.
True. What,
maybe you can come over next time.
What is the best thing to get over the counter? I mean, if you're backed up, you're constipated,
you really
you
want
to go to the drugstore. I think people
right.
like to know.
Here's where you start. You start with Condromule, which has some bulk in it and some mineral oil. That's a good all-around one. Then if you need a little more, it's milk and magnesia.
Right.
Now, if you're stuck up down from below, like...
Chad.
What's that? then start using a Fleet's enema. Then you want to use an oil retention enema if it's real hard to loosen it up.
Cool.
And then tap water enema. And if you need to use a Dynamite, you drink a bottle of that magnesium citrate.
Can you get that over the counter?
All over the counter.
Oh, good time.
I'm so glad our fans listen to me talk about my poop.
Isn't that nice?
And the tap water enema, is that got some pressure behind it? Or is that just coming from the sack?
Yeah, the sack.
Yeah. Well, we saw that hanging on Grandma's door. It was always just mildly freaked out about that. Couldn't you stow that? How many? You give yourself an enema once a year. Go ahead and throw it in the drawer.
What is
that? I think I got slapped in the face with the thing when I'm walking into the bathroom.
What is she gonna think? It's a punching bag you use occasionally.
She was like, "Hey, I do an enema once a year and leave it on the goddamn door. Screw you. I don't want bathroom. You use it. All right." Newfound Glory's going to be on the Warped Tour, and I got to apologize for my cold, by the way, because it kicked in overdrive today. You know what I did today? You guys will appreciate this. I went and went to where they shoot all the centerfolds for all the Playmates for like the last 20 years and shot a Playmate centerfold. Oh, yes.
You shot it?
You got to take
the pictures? They're not actually probably going to use these pictures, but I got to stand around and do the whole thing. Good gig. And you know, you'd think the guys would be a little hardened or jaded or something like that. No, they all know it's the greatest gig in the world.
Photographers.
Hot chicks get naked, and they take them all in one place. I know that's going to burst everyone's bubble. Well, you know, they want control. It's a studio. They put different backdrops. Yeah, they make it look like a cabin is snowing outside.
Do the girls, like, they take the pictures and then put on, like, a drape, or do they just walk around, like...
No, they put the drape on, which I always think is funny. They even do that in porn. Chick just gets done doing a three-way with some anal, and as soon as the guy yells cut, she, like, dives for her robe.
Yeah.
And, you know, if it slips open, a little leg is showing while she's walking out
she's
of the set. It's like, oh, Jesus, cover up.
Yeah.
Honey, I just saw your innards. What are you talking about? You're wearing a robe. You got a quart of jizz in your hair. What's a robe doing? All right.
Oh
so,
my God.
Newfound Glory. Sticks and Stones is the name of the new one, and we're gonna hear something off of that. I think Drew, remind me. We'll do it in the first break, right?
Right. Yep.
And then we'll hear something else. 11 o'clock hour. And Warped. Who are you doing the whole Warped Tour or doing a leg of it?
52 shows.
Jesus Christ.
52 all-day festivals. It's going to be fun, though. It's a good thing. Oh, it is. It is.
A good time.
There's a lot. Well, there's a lot of bands on it.
Oh boy, you guys are gonna need an enema. You may not crap that entire tour.
I'm gonna call you.
It's like one long enema, right?
Big trail and Warped Tour across the country.
There's nowhere to crap in Warped Tour.
Yeah, there's nowhere to crap. I mean, you can't crap in the buses either, so you're out of luck. Yeah.
Well, you get those porta potties that have been out in the sun.
Nice.
Well, there's
about 128 inside.
There's the backstage. Like, there's always like where the catering is. There's backstage bathrooms, but you're dealing with all the crew members, every band,
right?
Every person on the whole tour pooping in the same like five stalls. So it's like so gross.
Yeah.
But whatever. That's what it's all about.
Yeah,
you know?
It's rock and roll.
That's what it's all about.
It's rock and roll.
We don't care. We're tough.
All right, let's
poop anywhere.
Let's talk to Shannon, who's 18. Shannon?
Yeah?
What's up?
Hi, I have a question.
Yeah?
First of all, I want to say hi to Chad. Is it the girl from the video?
Huh?
This is the girl from the video. My friends are you.
Oh, you're in the video?
Yeah.
You have blonde hair?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, hey, what's up?
Turn your radio down, please. You're fat.
True, please.
Turn your radio down, Shannon.
What's going on?
Okay, well...
Shannon, turn your radio down.
All right, it's down. Okay, well, this is a question for a friend of mine. It's not my own. Just like to say that right away. And then she was having sex, and they were doing it doggy style, and then when they finished, she couldn't even sit down, and she called me from her car, and she was in pain for like a week, and then it went away.
And then...
Well, she should have...
Listen, why?
Sure.
Oh, no. I don't want to take any second party calls.
No.
Didn't you make that announcement to our phone screeners a day and a half ago?
I think they got duped on this one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, so you get a doggy, you can't sit down.
Too much doggy.
But hey, maybe I'm just putting a good spin on this. But can't sit down means you got to dance. It doesn't mean your ass hurts. It's just you can't sit down. You know what I mean? The beat's pumping.
No, I think the problem with this is that herpes can do this exact same thing. And
really?
Sometimes the outbreaks can come real quickly. And she should have been seen. Why she wouldn't go and get that evaluated when she's unable to move about?
Well, nobody wants to get their ass evaluated from a thrashing doggy style.
Yeah, listen. All she has to do is be examined. She doesn't have to get into the details of how it came about.
Well, you kind of do, don't you?
No. Just, hey, what's going on?
But what about when the doctor examines you and sees the ball marks on your inner thigh? You know, the very distinctive ball marks through the denting of the balls.
The wrinkling of the thigh.
Yes. Some of the hair stuck in. All right. Let's talk to Mark, who's 12. Mark?
Yeah.
You're 12?
Yeah.
What's up?
I called in earlier, like a couple months ago.
Right.
With my cousin Emily. Who was like, you know, I told you I thought her boyfriend might have been molesting her and stuff.
Yeah, can you turn down the ham radio back there, Mark?
All right, hang on.
Oh, Jesus.
I just wanted to listen for the smoke alarm.
Man, we've been hearing a lot of smoke, not smoke alarms, but the beep it makes when the battery's low.
Mm-hmm.
That's, by the way, how you know you're white trash, ultra white trash, when the beep's been going off for about 3 weeks and you're too goddamn lazy to pull a chair up. Hey, listen, I'm not saying replace the battery. I'm just saying
take
the old goddamn one off. That's what I do. You can pull that battery. All right. Mark?
Well, you know what? I'm too young to deal with smoke detectors, and I have a freaking broken leg, okay?
All right, wise ass.
That's me.
You're too young to deal with smoke detectors?
Hey, I've got a broken leg, seriously. And then, okay, so back to my point.
All right, hey, Mark?
Yeah?
I'm going to let you hang on for a little while, okay?
No.
Yeah, because you need to adjust your attitude just a little bit.
All right.
All right, buddy. All right. Believe me, he'll be a new man when we speak to him in about...
3 hours.
The show's not that long.
Right.
But about an hour 45. Yeah. Jason?
Yeah.
Kid was 12. He was giving me Cirrus.
Yeah.
Wise ass. Jason, you're 19?
Yeah. All right. I've been taking Wellbutrin for depression probably about a month and a half, 2 months now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it was working good for a while. But now, like in the past couple of weeks, it's just stopped working.
Are you smoking a bunch of pot?
No.
Are you doing any other drugs?
No.
Had you been?
No.
No.
No?
I haven't smoked any pot for about... 6 months now.
All right. Sounds, why is he taking that Wellbutrin? Is he depressed?
Yeah, depressed.
Sounds depressed.
What's the dose you're taking?
150 milligrams twice a day.
Yeah, they're saying
that a lot.
It's modest, and it could be increased. But why don't you call your doctor and discuss this with him?
Well, see,
first new policy, so leave me the F alone.
No, I mean, I can't readjust your medication. You need some adjustments, and that's very, very common in the first few months of antidepressant therapy.
Yeah, I went to a family doctor, and she didn't even, I just told her that I was depressed, and she just went and prescribed me something. It ain't, I just don't, is that what it, how, I mean, shouldn't I go talk to somebody about my problems? Or?
Yes, that would be very desirable.
What do you, what happened? Anything bad?
No, I mean, there's no, like, nothing really. I mean, there's no, like, exact thing that made me depressed. I don't know. I just worry a lot, like.
All right. Listen, I'm gonna jump in. Once in a while, you know what I do with the show, Drew? I hang back and figure I'll just let the callers talk.
Not tonight.
Always a disaster.
Yeah.
It's always trouble. Jason, go back.
Yeah, go back. Ask for a see a psychiatrist. And listen, Wellbutrin's not a great antidepressant for people that are, quote, worrying a lot.
Yeah.
There are other ones that are better. So get back in there and have them reevaluate and refer you out. And well, it's not going to happen. You have to put a little effort into it. It's not going to happen magically.
A little therapy couldn't hurt.
He wants it. That's great.
I also took Zoloft and Celexa. But they, I don't know, they made me, like, real anxious. And they
didn't he just change the story? Did she walk down and hand me some Wellbutrin and
Yeah,
go
where'd
away.
You get the Zoloft and Celexa?
From the doctor.
Same one?
Huh?
The same doctor?
Yeah.
Okay.
All at the same time.
They just
gave
me
a big handful and told you to try out to see what fits?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, that's not good.
Jeez, I'd like to get this doctor.
Oh, my God.
But you know the doctor did something different than what Jason's telling us. All right, listen, phone screeners. Here's what we need. We need people that got the radios turned down in the background. We need people who can form a sentence. And we need people who are having a problem that's their own.
And they can change the battery on their
smoke detector. Yes. Who aren't hobbled so they can't get up on a chair. But let me tell you something. When I was 12, I was like a cat. Two broken legs. I could change the smoke detector on a cathedral, Drew. Do you hear me?
On a unicycle.
That's right. All right. Let's talk to Mike, who's 16. Mike?
Yeah.
What's up?
I got a peer pressure question. I'm in a band, and don't get me wrong, all the guys are cool in it, you know. But every time I go to practice, they have a tendency to want to smoke and drink and, you know, party, and they don't want to practice or anything.
You're 16, and, right?
Huh?
You're 16.
Yeah, I'm 16.
Are they older than you?
No, they're same age, actually.
And so they're not serious about the band. They're just partying.
Well,
this is a member of Newfound Glory.
From the other room, yeah.
Cyrus is on
Well,
the,
at first, it was like a serious thing, and we actually started to get going, and we've gotten popular.
Right.
But now it's like, oh, let's just screw around at practice, you know, and smoke and drink all the time. And when I go there, I don't want to do it. And they're like, oh, come on, it's tradition.
Yeah. Well,
you pansy.
I would say, if you're in the position you're in, is just to approach your band and be like, is the band what you want to do, and just make them
ultimately.
If they want to smoke and they want to drink or do whatever they do, that's fine. But they should do it, you know, in the right time. I mean, you should just talk to them and be like, hey, this is my dream. Is this your dream? If this is what you want to do, let's do the band and focus on that. And then after practice or after whatever, then do that. You know, just make sure. You just got to make sure that their main focus is the band and not their addictions or their whatever.
Hey, and tell them if the band takes off, you can just smoke and drink your way around the country.
Yeah, really. But
you know what I mean?
Just tell them to work hard now, and then, you know, work hard now and focus on it, and then you can have everyone else do everything for you, and then you guys don't have to.
And then you can maybe have your fans buy you weed.
Right. Throw joints at
buy you
when you're on stage.
Well, at first it was like that, you know. We were all cool and stuff, and once in a while I'd smoke with them. And,
all right.
You know?
Well, listen, Mike, look, this band, and you guys have been in other bands, have you not? Other than Newfound Glory? But I don't know what the average is.
This may not be his ultimate band.
Here's an interesting thing I'd like to get to the bottom of, and I don't think I'm going to do it tonight, but I'm going to try. Drew, you say that before someone kicks, let's say, coke or heroin, mm-hmm. they average quitting like three times before it sticks, right? Or two times?
I've actually never said anything like that.
I know, but
you're
right.
Think that.
You have said that. You've alluded to it.
That, yes, it's not always the first
time. There's an average. I'll bet it's 2 point something or 3 point something, whether it's booze or speed or whatever it is. The majority of the people don't kick the first time. The majority of successful bands is, it's not the first band the guys were in. It's probably about the same as quitting heroin.
Right.
Probably like 3.3. You know what I mean? So maybe this is, this guy's heroin band. Maybe he's 16. They're going a little different direction. Maybe it's time to pull up stakes. That's what I'm saying. All right. True, you never said that?
No.
But you do agree with me when I say
that. I agree that...
You don't want to discourage people who are trying to quit on the first time.
I don't know what that number is.
But it always seems to be repeat. Doesn't
repeat
it?
Explain what you're saying?
That people who try to quit... Well, you can say it, Drew, if you like.
That people aren't always... Well, people aren't typically successful their first round of treatment for addictions. That they typically will relapse. They don't necessarily retreat it. But relapse will be part of their recovery.
Everybody I know who's tried to kick coke or heroin or booze is on about their fourth or fifth go round, and eventually it sticks. But it's usually not the first one. And I'm saying it's the same with bands when you're 15 or 16 years old.
Yeah, it's not your first band. Yeah, you have to meet. You're saying like with members and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you meet different people and you. Like, I was in different bands, and I actually left the band to be in this band.
Right.
I did Newfound Glory and this other band at the same time, and that was like, you know, it was like, it just didn't stick. You didn't get along, didn't fit, just wasn't, you weren't with the right people. And then with Newfound Glory, it was always fun and always hang, you know, it stuck. It was always
right.
Like,
so this ain't his sticking band.
Move on.
Hey, Lucy?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm weighing you started bleeding during sex with last girlfriend?
Well, yeah, I had 3 boyfriends prior to that, and the last boyfriend I've only allowed to, like, finger me, and that was it, and that was all normal and whatever, and then I went out with this girl, and, like, when she would do it, then I would bleed, and, like, it's not spotting, it's, like, heavy bleeding.
Was she doing anything unusual?
No.
She wearing a like graduation or Super Bowl ring or anything like that? That happened to me once.
Nails?
Lee press on nails.
Was your period coming up?
No. I was irregular.
It's always funny when I hear chicks say, the last boyfriend I only let do blank. And I think, as a guy, have you ever said that statement? I only let this chick do this. You've never spoken on those terms your whole life, have you?
No.
It's completely unacceptable for a guy to say that.
It doesn't enter their lexicon.
Yeah.
Their brain doesn't work like that.
I let her give me a handy. She wanted to blow me, but I drew the line because it was only her first date. And my skirt doesn't go up for everybody. All right, so are you bi? What are you?
I don't know.
Yeah, I get that.
Okay, you sound a little confused.
Well, your period's irregular, so sexual activity can trigger menstrual bleeding, and maybe you were just coming up on your period then.
All right, let's hear something from Newfound Glory, and we'll try to recoup, because these have been horrible calls. Yes, have they not?
I think we ought to clear the board.
We should just clear it?
Yeah.
If that computer screen with the calls on it was an Etch-a-Sketch, Drew.
Shake it.
You would just shake it, wouldn't you?
Turn it upside down.
All right. Let's hear something from Newfound Glory. This one's called My Friends Over You.
It's just personal, it's sad, it's mine.
Newfound Glory, everybody. Sticks and Stones is the name of the new CD. We will take ourselves a quick break and then a big rebound. We're coming back strong here on Loveline. All right, more Newfound Glory after this. Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Jordan and Chad are both here from Newfound Glory. Sticks and Stones is the name of the new CD. I have a horrible, horrible cold.
Good job.
All day long.
Thanks for sharing.
Really, I could have made a cold commercial today. You know, they get those saps and they paint their noses red. My eyes itch.
Have a cold. Take two of these.
My whole thing is
have the whole bottle in the purse.
I feel like I don't need to see a person with a cold to understand the cold concept. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't need to see the fat guy who's balding, who's in bed, and he's bitching at his old lady. Honey, hey.
Well, you know, and whenever you have, like, heartburn, you've got to have your stomach go...
But I'm sure the people who have heartburn are well acquainted with the sensation of heartburn. How about just showing the goddamn medicine? It's always the unattractive people that are suffering from heartburn too. Is it only fat, balding, sort of zoftic, he/she guys who suffer from it?
I get it, dude.
Look at you.
Reflux.
That's my point. Is young rockers get heartburn too, but they're never depicted in these commercials.
I back the Prevacid, man.
I like the guys too who know full well they got the heartburn, but they still order the chili size over at
Denny's. That's me.
Yeah, and they go, oh man, I ate 40 metric tons of chili today.
Why do I have heartburn?
Hey, jackass, you got heartburn. Maybe after your fifth bowl of chili, it's time to put the spoon down. That's all. All right. Is that the ultimate white trash food, the chili size? Do you know what that is? That's spaghetti with chili on it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And then a big thing of just a square of American cheese that gets sort of semi-melted by the hot chili.
Diarrhea.
That's a disaster. Listen, you gotta get some sauce on that spaghetti. Chili? I mean, that's the kind of food you make like when you're high or you're camping and someone forgot something. Stew! Where's the ragu?
Oh,
dude, you only got the stag? All right, we'll put it on the spaghetti. But just tonight. People going to Denny's and order that. Really, you have to have low self-esteem to order chili on top of spaghetti. And it's that Denny's spaghetti that sits in the pot for 20 hours. So it comes out. It's so like thick as anchor rope when it comes out. It's like huge, bloated.
Don't worry, the Velveeta will add a little liquid to
it. Let me tell you something about that American cheese. When it starts melting, it doesn't melt like cheese. It starts vaporizing and noxious fumes fill the room. I mean, it just starts getting runny and weird. It turns back into its chemical compound. Sarah?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Not much.
All right,
first of all, I just want to say hey to the guys at Newfound Glory.
Hello.
I'm a big fan. I'm going to be able to work for.
Awesome.
And I was also actually in your guys' photo or video shoot. I was just an extra, but I had a good time. Even though as tedious as it was still cool to be.
Did you see the final edit and everything? You saw the video?
Oh, yeah, it's on MTV, too, and stuff now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, no, it's
could
a really
you find
good
yourself
movie.
In it? Did you see yourself or no?
I can't yet. I'm still looking. I'm on the left side. That's what I know.
Oh, cool.
I'm just jumping around in the audience, you know, so I'm still looking.
Cool.
What's up?
Okay, so my recent just declared boyfriend, he drinks a lot, and he's had a past with a lot of drugs and a lot of drinking. And he's been to rehab, and he's had a good-sized past. But he's been drinking a lot lately, and it's just been getting to me, and I've been telling him this, you know. And one night, I didn't even have feelings for him because the drinking was just, it was just making him gross. It just was bad. So I told him how I felt and everything, and he's like, well, I like you a lot. I want to change for you. And, you know, he was really sincere, but just last night, it happened again, and I just had to leave. I'm like, I have to go. I can't be here. You know, I can't be around you when you're like this. And I told him, I'm like, I think you have a problem. I'm like, I think you...
Well, Sarah.
Yes.
You can't be admitted to a chemical dependency unit unless you have addiction. You understand that? There are criteria you have to meet.
Did she say she wanted to...
No, she said he's been to rehab. Oh, he's a failed treatment.
Has he been to rehab, or is he just trying to quit?
He's actually been to a 5-month rehab program drugs, though, not for alcohol. It was for
Sarah, it's all the same. It's all the same. And it means he's a severe, severe addict if he spent 5 months and still failed treatment.
How old is he?
And the problem is he doesn't think he has a problem, and that's scary to me.
But that's what severe addictions are. Denial is a defining element in addiction. And he is a severe addict. He may not be strung out on speed anymore, but he's crossed over to alcohol, and he'll go across to something else.
And can you be addicted to weed? Because he smokes that.
Absolutely.
Ridiculous talk.
Most amphetamine addicts are marijuana addicts to start with.
All right.
And I tell him, all he can tell me back is how he thinks weed is good and that it's actually
He went to a 5-month program. He knows this is BS what he's giving you. Look, he is a profound addict.
I don't know what to do.
Relax. Now, did you have a dad who was an alcoholic or something?
Oh, gosh. I don't even want to get started. His dad grew up.
No, your dad. Your dad.
Oh, my dad? Oh, I actually have a Mormon background.
Aha.
So I'm like the exact opposite. It's like a whole new world for me.
Why'd you get hooked up with this guy?
I don't know. He's a very good person.
Okay, well, now you know.
I can say.
Listen, you know he's a bad boy. Because she grew up with that Mormon thing.
Yeah.
And now she wants a bad boy.
Yeah.
Right, Sarah?
Part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the only thing you can do is to go to Al-Anon. That is the only thing you can do.
It's go where?
To Al-Anon yourself and get a sponsor, work the steps. And if you actually start changing an Al-Anon, many times that catches the attention of the identified addict. They start feeling you move away, grow away from them, because you wouldn't put up with this BS if you were healthier. And Al-Anon will make you healthier and stronger.
What's Al-Anon? I don't know what that is.
It's a program you need to go to if you're actually going to help him.
Just open the phone book. Can you find Al-Anon? Call AA.
Call AA.
They'll tell you where Al-Anon is.
Al-Anon means all over the place.
And they have a Mormon one. I think it's called Moron. Oh yes. go to Al-Anon and how old is this guy?
Or else be done with this relationship because you cannot change him, guaranteed. Hey, a 5-month intensive program couldn't change him. No way, sir. And people do not change for other people. They change when they themselves are ready to change for themselves.
I know.
All right, baby. Now you know what you got to do. How old is he?
He's 22.
Mm. Okay. Well, you may have to break up with him.
I know. Can I ask you, though?
I'm done with you. Spent too much of my valuable time already. You go to Al-Anon. That's all. Let's straighten him out. And if he's still out of control, you got to break up with the guy. And that's it. That's Drew's high horse getting out of the barn.
Wow. I haven't heard it in a long time.
It's been years since it's got out of the barn.
Would you like to climb upon
now,
Adam?
It's now my high horse.
Wow.
Well, we spent 4.5 minutes with her. That's plenty. Melissa?
Yes.
You're 19?
Yes.
All right. Had enough of you, too. What's the question? There it is.
First off, I'd just like to say, Adam Carolla, I don't know what it is, but your voice is so sexy to me, and I love listening to you on the radio.
That's that deviated septum.
Yeah, that congested, snot-ridden...
No, I loved your voice, and they're like, you have to see him on MTV, da-da-da, and I'm like, no, he's hot. He sounds so hot. And then I saw you on MTV. I don't think you're bad-looking.
Disappointed.
Yeah, he's so hot that I saw you, and you weren't bad.
I don't mean that.
Yeah, well,
anyways.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, my question is...
Put a bag over his head.
Yeah.
Let him talk.
That's right.
It's all good.
Just I'll help you through a speakerphone like Charlie from Charlie's Angels. You put the speaker right up you.
That's not what I meant. I just thought you'd look different. I don't know.
I know, but let me say this in my defense.
Okay.
First off,
I will say,
I look better than I look on TV. I get that constantly.
Yeah.
Constantly. I blame lighting and makeup people for that. But I constantly get that I'm better looking. Now, that's not because I'm good looking. It's because I look bad on TV, and I just don't look bad in person.
The other thing I will defend you on this one is that radio people are always a disappointment when you
see
them. Yeah.
No matter what you look like, you're a disappointment.
Yeah.
And just through the fact that you were revealed, your disappointment.
Yeah.
All right.
It's not the person you conjured in your mind.
And if it differs from the person that you conjured in your mind, it's a disappointment.
Which it always is, unless you saw them first.
Right. All right, baby.
Okay. Anyways, my question is, since I was about 14, I had been masturbating in the shower with, you know, the water pressure thing.
Yes.
Not like shoving it up there, but the water pressure. And
hang on a second. There's a finishing school down in Arizona. Melissa wants to talk about after she finishes her question.
Right, right.
Go ahead.
Now, are you just using the water from the spigot, or is it on the handheld?
Handheld.
Okay. All right.
Works pretty well.
Right, right.
Yeah. So, okay, maybe not 14, maybe a little bit older. And then ever since then, anytime I mess around with a guy, nothing happens for me. Like, I'm the only one that can ever get myself off. No guy can ever.
Until? Until? You heard Adam?
No.
No, what?
No, I never said until. It just never happens for me anymore. And then I thought that guys, since they never know how to do it right, that maybe a girl could, and she couldn't do it either. And there was only one girl, but still.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Yeah, and so I'm wondering, did I, like, ruin it for good, or...
No. So you'll figure it out with somebody.
She didn't, naturally erode her clitoris like the Colorado going through and carving out the Grand Canyon.
Right. She might have carved something into her, you know.
No, but...
Does have that valley shape, if you think about it. Hey, how about a vibrator? See if we can get you one on land. You know what I mean?
I don't want one of those, though.
You don't.
The real deal.
No. Yeah. Right. All right. I want somebody to actually be able to do it, and nobody can.
During sex? During intercourse?
Yeah.
No, that's unrealistic.
Yeah, I could do it, but you piss me off now.
That's not likely to happen, Melissa. It could happen during oral sex, during other kinds of stimulation, but not likely during intercourse.
All right, and I didn't mean to piss you off.
No, that's all right. I got a plan for you. I'm gonna go to your house. I'm gonna put my dork through your mail slot.
Don't ruin it for all the
other
guys.
I want you to open that little peephole, and I'm gonna talk at you through the peephole.
Okay.
So you just service me while I talk.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
It'll be our little secret.
Okay.
All right. And what time does the mailman come? Because I don't want to get in the way. You know what I mean? When I'm trying to stuff stuff through there while I'm in there. What's that?
I said, I don't know, like 6 a.m.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, the mailman does not come at 6 a.m.
I don't know.
He's supposed to.
No.
That's the garbage
van.
Garbage
I did this with a chick once, and she choked on an IKEA flyer. It was true. She opened her mouth and told her to bend down and put it, and that mailman slid in right in front of me, and an entire IKEA flyer,
how
the guy rolled up, took the whole thing, had to perform a tracheotomy with a ballpoint pen. It was a mess.
But it was 4 p.m, be fair.
Yes.
The garbage man, 6 o'clock.
6 a.m.? No mailman comes at 6 a.m. And how do you not know when your mailman comes?
Look,
when you're sitting around all day masturbating. Melissa?
Yeah.
What time does the mailman come?
I don't know. I said like 6 or 7.
Really?
It's impossible. They get to their place at
maybe
like...
Maybe I'm wrong. I'm thinking of the garbage man.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know.
Right, you're right. You're right.
Come?
That's right.
Like
that's
one.
Right. There you go. Okay.
Okay.
I know it's confusing because it has the word man on the end of it. Jesus Christ. Honey, if this is going to be a long life for you. You got the Culligan man and the Sparklets man. There's a lot of, you got the milk man. There's a lot of man, ice cream man. It's going to be very confusing if you can't define the men and when they come to your house. Let's take a little break here, Drew. What do you say?
Yeah, good times.
Why do I have to tell the listeners what time their mailman comes?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Newfound Glory is our guest tonight. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191.
Nice.
Chad Jordan here from Newfound Glory.
I can see why she's so turned on by your voice.
I have a cold. All the stuffy nose.
And on all those cold commercials, always the dude who's got the problem. You know the whiny dude? Big fat whiny guy. Honey. Oh. And the guy always says something stupid. I don't know what. No, you need. He never knows what's going on.
Right.
Are guys really that stupid?
You know that.
How do we build all the skyscrapers, make all the supersonic jets, and run the goddamn country for that goddamn stupid? And who's making the commercials? Who's writing the commercials? Who's casting it? Who's acting? Who's doing it? Who's funding it?
Who's buying the cold?
Who owns the company?
Commercial.
Who owns the company that makes Upjohn or Bear or any of these companies that make NyQuil or whatever, right? These are dudes.
How would you make a cold commercial?
I'd have a guy there. I'd have like a hot looking Latin dude with his shirt undone going, hey, bitch, I'm not sick now, but on the off chance that I do get sick,
hey, maybe
how about you scurry your tight ass down to the market and grab me some NyQuil, huh? Chop, chop. And pick up a sixer while you're there. Helps kick it just a little bit. And then he sit back, and he starts banging the maid. And we
that
fade
go
out.
Over well.
We fade out.
Over great.
That's in the blurred backgrounds, him banging the maid on the kitchen table.
You got it, but then quickly you got to go back to him going...
Yes, as he goes down and samples her aroma. God. That's right. Drew, write that down. I think it's going to be a big seller. Nicole?
Hello?
Nicole, you're 18. What's up?
What's up? My question is, I've been having a problem being able to get off during sex unless I stimulate myself with, like, my fingers are like with vibrator or something.
A lot of people have that. That's actually, you're actually doing better than average if you're able to do that.
But you can have an orgasm with a guy in you?
Yes, I can. I just have to make sure that I stimulate my clit myself.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's fair game.
Did you guys say that's ahead of the game at 18?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most girls don't have
orgasm during intercourse at all.
Yeah.
And the thing that's screwy about women is they can have them all day long if they diddle themselves. So you're like, honey, why don't you just diddle yourself while I get on top of you?
Oh,
and
no,
like,
no.
It's like, what do you mean, no? Why not? You got a guy, you got a penis, and you diddle yourself? It should be that much faster. No, I can't concentrate. No, it's not going to work.
I know very many women that, like, it's supposed to be, like, a normal there, right?
Say that again?
That you, like, a woman should be able to get off, like, without having to do that.
Most women, and the significant majority at your age, do not have orgasm during intercourse.
Huh.
At all. Yeah. Under any certain, no matter what they do. So you're able to...
You're ahead of the game.
You're way ahead of it.
Well, that makes me feel better.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
Good, definitely.
See, finally, your dad will have something to cheer about. Oh. I know the report cards have been bad over the last few semesters.
Oh, my goodness.
But when he hears this, when you drop this bombshell on him, he's going to love
it.
But
what?
Good news.
I don't know why I would talk to my dad about
that. I'm failing algebra. But, no, listen, but. All right, don't talk to your dad about it. Okay. You have a boyfriend? Everything's going good?
Oh, yeah. 2 years.
Okay. Yeah. Right. I mean, he doesn't seem to mind the diddling, right?
No. He's actually been the only guy that's been able to, like, actually help me with the orgasm part.
Under any circumstances.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Very good.
Thanks a lot for your
congratulations.
Help.
All right, baby.
All right.
I've forgotten that the Newfound Glory is from Florida.
Why? Why'd you forget that?
I just forget. They seem like too regular and healthy, and they defy Adam's theory about Florida.
What's your theory on Florida?
No. I said regular.
You got beef, man?
No, here's what I'm saying about Florida. Well, I got a couple of theories about Florida. God damn you, Drew. All right, here's what it is. I didn't know that Florida was sort of filled with hillbillies. I always thought Florida was filled with old folks, old Jews, and vacationers. Because I grew up watching game shows that would send everyone to Florida, and they'd always show Miami Beach and a bunch of old guys walking on shorts, you know, Bermuda shorts. And then I go to Florida, and it's nothing but Waffle Huts and guys fishing off bridges for dinner.
Yeah,
and
it's weird.
Wow,
that's like northern Florida, though.
Yeah, when we would tour Florida, like, South Florida, we were completely normal or whatever, like, but anything like, north of Boca Raton, like, even West Palm is pretty, West Palm's kind of fishy. There's some, like, hillbillies in West Palm. West Palm north, like, Tampa, St. Pete, all those places, like, you know, and on, you go to a Waffle House, everyone looks at you like you're the weirdest person, but you're from Florida. It's anything, I don't know, it's weird. It's all
even
divided.
Like, even, like, in Orlando, Disney World area. Everything
but they're all from somewhere else, and they all have kids somewhere else.
I also have this theory, and this is where it turns a little nasty, which is all evil either emanates from Florida or passes through it. Whenever they're looking for someone who trained on some flight simulator, blew up something,
or
some serial killer, he's either in Florida or he started out in Florida. How does that work?
Or just
it's weird. The craziest thing about that is that the whole terrorist thing, they were hiding out in Coral Springs, right where I used to ride my bike. We're from Coral Springs, which is like It's a nice suburb.
Wait, we had
it's
this,
like
you were up here
Saved
just,
by the Bell, kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
You were up here just after.
Yeah, right after
11,
that. Remember that? Yeah.
And we had this. You said you used to ride your bike by the apartments where they were.
Yeah, it's so crazy, yeah.
All I know is if I'm with any kind of law enforcement, FBI, any of that stuff, and I'm looking for troublemakers.
Go to Florida.
I go to Florida. That's where. That's the state I start in. And I probably end in, like, Maine or something. You know, I like to, I'll give all the states a number. In
Florida's number one.
Could be my one.
FBI Files, that show FBI Files, it's always in Florida.
It's always something with Florida. That's all I'm saying.
Well, we're out of there.
You're out of Florida. That's safe. Something. Thank God you made it out in one piece. Carrie?
Yeah, hey.
You're 16?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Okay, well, first of all, I have a couple of questions for Newfoundland, because I absolutely love you guys.
Thank you.
And then I was wondering if you guys would be able to give me your, like, really quick opinion on a relationship thing after that.
Okay.
It'll be really super quick. Okay, so my first question is, I love your song Tongue Tied, and I was wondering what that's about.
Tongue Tied?
Yeah.
I don't know that song.
You don't?
Well, what?
Number 8 on your self-titled CD.
Sucker.
What?
Oh, yeah, the song's called Sucker.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, yeah, the one that goes, "You're more than tongue-tied this time."
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, what about the song?
I don't know, just like, why did you write it, and what's it all about and everything?
It's basically just, you know, just about, well, actually, Steve wrote that one, Steve Klein, the guitar player, and basically it's just about, you know, the relationship, your first kiss, you know, and I don't really know what it's about. You better ask Steve. Steve actually wrote the lyrics of that song, so you gotta ask Steve.
But good note to ask.
Yeah, ask Steve. Sorry, he's in the next half of the show.
Oh, okay.
Any other question?
Yeah, I'm from Portland, and I was wondering what you guys thought about, like, the Roseland Theater breaking. Like,
oh, that was actually crazy. We played this. Let me tell you about this. We played the show in Portland, and there was about like 2,000 kids, 1,500 kids upstairs, and by our third song, they turned on all the lights and shut down the power, and the club was upstairs of like a restaurant little area, and the ceiling pan from under the kids from downstairs cracked in half, and the ceiling started to collapse because all the kids were jumping up and down.
Wow.
Yeah, while we were playing, and we didn't even...
Wood beams cracked in the middle.
Yeah, and it was really dangerous, so we had to stop the show, and actually, we went downstairs, and we played in front of like half the crowd, or even less than half, because we didn't want everyone to go home without seeing the show, so we played downstairs, like in this little part of the club. But
that's the rock and roll equivalent of taking down the backboard, shattering the backboard with a dunk.
Yeah,
like it's a delay, it's a bad thing, but it's good on the resume.
Yeah,
it looks good.
We definitely felt really bad, but there's nothing we can do. So,
but you guys rock so hard,
we broke
that
the floor.
No building can structurally hold you.
Yeah, that's true.
Like from now on, you're just gonna have to play on bedrock. You're going to have to get, like, a soils report before a Newfound Glory plays.
Yeah.
Because if they're on a hill, it might slide down.
Sure.
They can't be higher than sea level.
Avalanches.
You understand? They go right into the ocean.
True.
All right. That's good.
So, yeah, we felt super bad, but, you know, we're coming back again in the fall and Warped Tour. So hopefully we'll make it up to everyone.
All right. Newfound Glory, our guests tonight, Jordan and Chad, are going to skedaddle, and Steve, Cyrus, and Ian are going to come in here. And Steve is going to tell us about Tongue Tied. That's not Tongue Tied. It's
Sucker.
Called Sucker. And we'll take a quick break. There'll be a little changing of the guard, and we'll be right back. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew over there. Cyrus and Ian are here now with the changing of the guard of a Newfound Glory. And oh, look what the cat dragged in. Steve is now upon us.
Steve, where were you?
Where were you?
I was on the phone.
Oh.
I mean, I was taking a poop.
There you go.
The truth comes out.
That is the...
I was really on the phone.
That is the right answer. All right, so Steve, Cyrus, and Ian, and Drew, could you possibly make more noise than in the background of banging stuff on stuff, are now in here with the changing of the card for Newfound Glory. And All right. I think we'll just go right to the phones. You guys got anything? Anything you've been dying to say?
I think Ian just said something a couple of seconds ago, or stepped on a frog or something. There were some noises coming out from his direction.
I might have to take a bathroom break before this commercial break. Seems to be a through line running with the band.
Yeah,
here,
a poo line. I mean,
through line. We just ate across the street at some Italian restaurants.
But first, we have to hear what that song "Sucker" was about.
Oh yeah, yeah. Steve was gonna do that. Yeah, "Sucker."
Go ahead.
I'm supposed to say what the song is about.
Yeah.
It's hard actually to like to when people ask you flat out, well, what's the song about? It's really hard to actually like be like, okay, well, the song's about this, because I don't really want to disappoint the person that's asking, because I think that everybody that listens to the songs kind of takes in their own meaning to the song.
Right.
And if like they're like totally have a different like perception of the song than I do, I don't want to like disappoint them. So you know.
Well, let them
kind of make their own impression about what the song means.
Let me ask you this. Do you, when you're writing a song or the lyrics to the song, you don't always just sit down and go, this is going to be a song about blank, do you?
I mean, No, not at all.
You just start sort of creating, right?
Yeah, you just kind of just start putting thoughts together and just kind of like making a complete thought.
So, I mean, the answer, you know, bands have trouble with this question, and I think I'm starting to figure out why, which is they don't really know what it's about sometimes. I mean, I don't mean that's a bad thing. I just mean it's a creative process.
It just happens.
Right. It's an artistic process.
It's just
process.
Like, I think songs itself are just like totally different thoughts all just made into one conversation, just like one big piece.
Right.
You know? It's not really just about one certain thing or one certain situation. It's just like a whole bunch of situations made up into one, you know?
Well, most songs are that way, with the exception of The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. that song's about a ore ship that sunk on Lake Erie, and there's really no questioning that, is there? Can you think of anything else?
Speaks for itself.
Happy Birthday, I think,
perhaps. What about back That Ass Up, you know?
That song's about another ore ship that sunk. A lot of people don't know
what
that.
What about Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Most novelty songs have a clear-cut theme, like My Bologna. Yes, he did. All right, let's talk to Erica, who's 22. Erica?
Hi.
Hey.
First, I want to say I really appreciate that there's someone like Dr. Drew out there to talk to the team of slurs, because they don't have a lot of common sense, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
But, yeah, at least there's somebody to tell them the real truth and all that.
Well, thank you on Drew's behalf, Drew.
Yeah.
Thank you on Drew's behalf, too.
I guess what I want to say is, 2 days ago, I went to my ex's house, who's now just a friend.
Uh-huh.
He has, like, mental problems. And I thought I'd do laundry over there, and it got kind of late.
Did you say you did laundry over there?
Yeah.
And by the way, it's a bad sign when you're humping the laundry across town to do it in different places. I remember that stage of life.
And,
going to save $3.25 on the coin-op place to bring it over to the Psycho X's place. And you got to sit with him while it's in the spin cycle.
But it got kind of late. So I said, sure, I don't mind staying the night. And his dad sleeps in the same room as him, because his parents are in town. So he said, fine, I'll give them the room. But anyway, I was sleeping, and he was fingering me.
Sure, sure.
The dad?
And
no, the boyfriend,
the
right?
The dad.
Oh, the dad.
Whoa.
Yeah, and
you let him?
I got kind of scared, because I was sleeping, you know?
Right.
So I just turned over and went back to sleep.
Well, you weren't in the same bed with him, though, were
no,
you?
No. He was on a mattress on the floor.
Jesus.
And I was sleeping in the bed with my friend.
Really? It sounds like a flop house with nothing but a washer-dryer in it.
By the way, how about the balls on that dad? My son's next door. I'll just reach on up.
I didn't
here.
Touch
well,
him.
X.
I didn't touch him, and I didn't say anything. I just backed off.
She's trying to get a little feel.
All right.
And I felt bad, because my friend still tells me that he loves me and stuff. And then the next night, I realized they didn't have a dryer. And I decided, fine, I'll let it hang on the line. And it got quite late again, so I said, fine, I'll stay the night. And he's kind of stupid of me, I guess. And he went at it for like about 20 minutes.
Who went at what?
You and the dad?
You know, he was fingering me again.
Yeah, you and the dad.
The next night, yeah.
Right.
He went at it for about 20 minutes.
Hold on, I can finish this story.
And then my friend kind of, I guess he wasn't even asleep.
Oh, now, wait a minute. When you say your friend...
Your ex-boyfriend.
Yes.
I call him that because it's confusing. Yeah.
And apparently he wasn't even asleep. And I got kind of nervous and I crawled over him. I still want to sleep on the side. And I left it at that.
Yeah, but in the meantime, you let this stranger put a fondly your genitalia for 20 minutes?
No, he screamed me with his hands.
Yeah, that's fondle your genitalia.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay.
Hey. What did you think I meant?
Well, the third...
I'm curious to what your interpretation was.
The third night, she realized they didn't have a washing machine, and the dad ended up nailing her down by the river. Jesus Christ. Well, this is a mess. Oh, I'm just picturing this house. Are you like dad flopping out on a cot mattress on the floor, fingering the chicks who come over and do the laundry?
Oh, my God.
No dryer.
Sounds like a porn.
And by the way, you're hanging the clothes out on the line that day. Do you have to spend the night at the pad? I mean, is the stuff drying at night? And
but how bad is your time management?
Yeah, we only got 16 hours of sunlight.
Well, none of them. It took her... 24 hours to realize there was no dryer. No, 36 hours.
Hey, Erica, yeah, how long did it take you to realize, you know, oftentimes the washer and the dryer will be in the same room,
mm-hmm.
and I'm guessing this
is not... The dryer is actually broken down, and I didn't know until the first evening.
I see.
The second evening.
Next morning, I was going to hang dry it.
Right.
Close.
And what happened?
Well, it's just early this morning when I came home, he was... kind of looking at me and...
No, why didn't you...
I realized that he tried to call me.
Hey, Erica.
Uh-huh?
We asked you a question. I know it was difficult to answer, so you just wanted to talk over it and change the subject. But why didn't you just hang the stuff out the following morning?
I did.
And it didn't dry by that evening?
It took several hours.
Well, actually, it was snowing out, so...
It took several hours.
All right, then it dried. Then you go home, right?
I stay the night again.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting ready to gamble.
Oh, yeah.
This may take all night.
I'm wondering if I...
No, I don't care. We got to gamble. I'm going raped. I'm going sexual abuse by dad. What do you think? Hey, you guys got a dollar?
Yeah, I agree.
Gambling?
I'm not even putting it in because
I think
we're all on the same page.
I think
getting some sort of total, like, meltdown chaos in her home. Maybe, like, foster care or something.
Ooh.
Something where she was, like, living in a camp or something.
Good. Erica?
Yeah?
What's your family situation like growing up? Not now. Growing up.
My mom has schizophrenia, and she didn't know about it.
About her schizophrenia. And what about your dad?
I don't know. I know he lives in San Diego, and that's about it.
And were you ever molested or raped or anything growing up?
Yeah, but I don't remember it as much as the physical abuse.
By your mom?
By your mom.
No, by her husband.
Uh-huh.
She had him do the hitting and stuff.
Oh, boy. Were you ever taken out of the home?
I tried, but being where I lived at the time, they didn't really see abuse as a problem.
Mm. All right.
I've actually gotten treatment for it and everything, so...
All right, but still, your judgment is still a little bit impaired, though.
I mean, I don't know if I should see what would happen or tell my friend and have him hate his dad, but still think about me because...
Erica?
Because of his mind, he doesn't think about things.
Erica, what's wrong with his mind?
Apparently, he got some childhood illness, and he was doing drugs later on in his life, so...
His dad would probably finger in him.
Yeah.
So I know if I tell him same he's going to hate dad, he's going to hate me.
Erica, you get out of that house. Both these guys are a problem for different reasons.
Find a girlfriend.
This is if you've had treatment, hopefully one of the things you learned was that you're not going to be a victim anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You are a complete and total victim in that household. Get out of there.
Yeah, I was just
all right, listen,
out,
listen,
you know?
Listen. I know you're just hanging out, but you're just hanging out two nights in a row. You have your own place.
Yeah.
Okay, you need to get on a game show and win yourself a washer and dryer. Are they still giving those away as gifts?
I think so.
I was just hanging out on the side of the street, and this guy just picked me up and offered me money, and I was just like, sure.
Yeah.
It was great.
Erica, don't go over there. You don't owe anything to this guy. He's a criminal. Well, not technically, but in the eyes of Drew and God... and I say Drew first, he's a criminal. And you've got problems, baby. You gotta get a little therapy, right?
I had all that done.
Yeah. You gotta keep going.
Think about anything.
Go get your money back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You demand a rebate.
Didn't she stay a third night, though?
Did you stay?
No,
third night?
Just two nights.
Okay.
She wants to go
the
back.
The first night I came really late at night.
I understand.
And I thought I could get my clothes dried and everything.
Thank God she was just doing whites. So colors would have been a week of finger banging by dad. All right, baby. Look, take care of yourself. Don't worry about this guy. Don't go over there anymore. That's enough.
Okay.
All right?
Bring you later.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Oh, boy. What a delight dad sounds like. Rolling into town, flopping on the floor, fingering the axe. His son's a retard. He ain't gonna know no better. She's a big girl. Hell, I let her use the washer. Let her use 3 ounces of Tide. That's got to be worth a little finger banging.
I need to get some repayment.
Yeah, I got to recoup my laundry losses. Jesus Christ, it's son like in the same room or that? It's in the same room?
Same bed.
Same
instead
bed.
Of putting a quarter down the slot, you just put a couple fingers in there.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
All right. All right, everybody. Now, listen. Everyone who thinks they have a bad life, just close your eyes and picture yourself somewhere between the coos, the finger, and dad. And just think about that life. Think about that. Everything's on the fritz, hanging stuff out on the line like it's a turn of the century. Just think about that screwed up dad, the crazy son, and oh, go. I'd love to get a look at Mama. I guarantee she's not around. DJ?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Yeah, earlier today,
No, bad phone.
Phone's too bad.
No, bad.
Better fix that up, and then we'll get back to you. Ashley.
Yeah.
15?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Nothing really.
All righty. I'll talk to you later. Let's talk to Amy, who's 18. Amy?
Hi.
What's the question, baby?
Can I say something to Amy Fongor really quick?
Yes.
I love you guys so much. Like, you guys have changed my life, seriously. Like, I know it sounds corny and cheesy, but I'm so serious.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I love you guys to death. Oh, my God. But, okay, my question. About 2 years ago, I lost my virginity to this guy. I was 16. And my period, like, before then, it was kind of off. But, I mean, it was just, like, every 5 weeks I would get it. And, I mean, like, give or take a couple days. And then after I had sex with this guy, it was really, really off. Like, I would not get it for, like, 3 months, and then I would be on it straight for, like, 3 months.
After just one time?
Yeah, after the one.
Do you take birth control pills?
No.
You probably should.
Well, there's been people, like, since then, but, and, like, nothing was different. Like, it was different, but, like, it was, I don't know, like, I just, ever since that first guy, it's just been really...
I think that's probably a coincidence as much as anything.
There's no like STDs or anything like that, but
well, you can get inflammations of the cervix and even the infections in the uterus. Are you getting pelvic exams regularly?
No, I'm too scared that they're going to tell me that I have something.
All right, it's unlikely. But listen, if you're sexually active, you got to get this. Young women die of cervical cancer. It's a common cancer, and if it starts and gets going, it's completely deadly. And if you get it early, it's completely treatable, curable. Now, let's hope that's not what it is. I doubt that has anything to do with it. And then there can be endometriosis and ovarian cysts and other things like that, all things that can be treated.
So just a coincidence?
Probably. Yeah, I mean, it might have stimulated some bleeding, and then maybe that sort of set things going where it looked to her like it was much, much more abnormal.
Right.
And she was sort of already having abnormal periods. She was like 5 weeks, 6 weeks.
Right.
It just got more irregular.
All right, baby.
Thank you guys very much. I listen to Love Light every night. I love you guys so much.
Thanks, sweet pea.
Okay.
Whatever.
All right, good times.
Okay.
Good times with the period.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I couldn't imagine having a period.
Oh, you with a period. Oh, my God.
I had a dog. I couldn't take care of it.
You can't shave. Imagine. You can't, like, get the...
I can't take care of myself.
Yeah.
And I got wax all up in my ears. I can't take care of that. I can't groom myself at all. I couldn't imagine a period.
You just keep putting one tampon in after another and never take any out.
Yeah.
Oh, you never know.
As it is, I'm 38. I'm wiping my ass with a gym sock about half the time because the toilet paper's upstairs. I'm taking a crap. You know, tell me if you guys do this. I'm such a retard. I've been out of toilet paper in my house downstairs for, it's going on 3 weeks now. And as my ass, as my pants are going down and my ass is going down to the toilet seat.
He realized.
I realize, hey, there's nothing to wipe my ass with.
There's no stopping that.
But I think to myself, hey, I'll deal with it when I deal with it.
Exactly.
But that's in about 2.5 minutes. Like, I should know at that point, hey, no toilet paper is going to magically appear by the time you're done taking a dump. Or what do you think you're going to do? Just have a massive coronary on the pot like Elvis and just die? I think that's in the back of my mind. I could be going. I won't be wiping
my
ass.
You need to invest in some baby wipes because then it eliminates having to use so much toilet paper.
Oh, really?
Baby wipes feel very nice.
Yeah. Oh, do you have the hairy behind problem that Adam has?
Oh, true.
No, I don't, but they're just, it's very soothing.
I'm going to invest in that.
We actually have toilet paper on our rider.
Right.
We make sure, because usually, like, playing these really crappy clubs, they don't have toilet paper and dirty toilets.
Right.
And Jordan sits down when he pees, so he needs to have toilet paper on the
does
toilet.
Does he have piercing or something?
No, he just, that's what...
It's a chick. No, that's a dick. Come on, buddy.
You got to make sure that you have toilet paper or you work that out before you even, like, have sight in the bathroom. Once you see that toilet, well, there's no stopping.
That's what I do. And then I get up and I do that. I'm going to walk, but I'm not going to let my cheeks touch walk into the kitchen. That walk, it's like I'm presenting. And I'm sticking my ass out like a baboon, and my pants are still around my ankles because I don't want to pull them up and get the crap on that. And I walk into the kitchen. I grab the paper towel. Now it's back onto the pot. I got to know.
So I thought last time when we were talking with you, you said you had a bidet in your bathroom.
I do.
But that's in the upstairs.
That's the upstairs.
Oh, okay.
Upstairs toilet has the squirting toilet seat, which will, you know, it's good for 80%, but it still doesn't
right.
take the place.
These little flakes.
Yeah, you don't just hit the, well, it's actually a little icon that has a seal on it that's squirting water out of its mouth and holding a beach ball above it, which I guess... I don't know why they don't just show an ass with water going into it, but you kind of got to show something. So, but the point is, you still need toilet paper. All right. I'm going to get some of that. I'm going to steal some from Westwood One, actually.
Who?
Mitch?
Yeah?
You're 28?
Yeah.
What's up?
You had a lady on there earlier about taking her wash to somebody's house.
Right.
And getting finger banged or something.
Sure.
There's a washer and dryer in the nickel ad for sale for $150. I figure maybe she should know that.
Yeah, well, right. You're calling from Springfield, and she was calling from, like...
Cincinnati.
Oh.
They have the nickel ad over there?
Yeah. Well, there's a nickel ad here in Springfield.
Yeah. We got, like, the... what do we got?
Springfield, like Simpsons?
Simpsons.
Yeah, that's where Simpsons
it's
are
like,
from.
Yeah, same place.
It's like 80 Springfield. We got the Penny Saver. You know what I love? I love those... My mom will actually go through these things and buy, like, a gardening trowel for, like, $4 and stuff. You see stuff advertised.
It's a bargain.
Seriously, there's rakes in there, and they want, like, $6. It's a Lawnmaster series. It's barely been used. It cost $14. I'm asking $8 or best offer. Really? Really? You can't. First off, why are you selling the rake? You can't have two rakes, or someone got you a rake as like an anniversary gift. Why the extra rake? And number two, how about just leaning that in the shed next to it? How about live it up?
Yeah.
Have two rakes. Yeah. What is it? It's like, I can't buy the new rake until I sell the old one. I got to get the $8. I'm going to put that toward the new rake, and then I'm going to make payments on the other $4 that the rake costs. What you do? Could your time ever be less valuable than to phone up a place, put in an ad and stuff for like an $8 item?
I don't see how.
I don't either. But I like making fun of the poor people. Marissa?
Hey.
Literally a millionaire, by the way.
I have some questions for Newfound Glory.
Here they are.
I just want to know, like, which bands, like, really inspire you?
Go ahead. Which bands inspire us? Are you talking about, like, just our music or kind of the way we are? Or
no, just, like, I mean, like, punk bands that really inspire you and stuff. Or, like, if they're punk bands or...
I know that two or three bands that have been really huge just for us, like, not even us really knowing about it a lot of times, are bands like Blink-182 and Green Day, and the bands that have come before us and kind of opened up a lot of the doors for us. Those are bands that we did grow up listening to, but we may not have really noticed that all the hard work that they were doing and all the goals that they accomplished really helped us go through all of this a little easier.
All right, right on. And also, I want to know, like, what do you think about, like, bands kind of like Save the Day or like whatever that or have like small record labels that are like getting it big? Like, do you think, like, what do you think about that?
Those record labels aren't really small. They just sound like they're small, but really distributed through major labels.
Vagrant was sold to Interscope, I think, for like $22 million.
Yeah.
Now they're owned by a major label.
Every band that you think is on an indie label really has something to do with a major. Like, everybody, a lot of kids are just like, yeah, they're sellouts. They send a sellouts of bands like that sign a major labels and all this stuff, but every band you can think of is a major if you really think about it.
It's interesting. It's like when they do those campaigns and it's like Bartles and James, but it's owned by Seagram's.
Yeah, lower Seagram's, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a trick to fool you.
Right.
It's like all these bands, like, they're like, oh, we're keeping it real. We're signing to these indie labels. We're really... They have something to do with a major. You know, if your CDs are in the malls or in their, like, Best Buy or Target, it has to do with a major.
It's got to come from, like, labels that are distributing.
But it's interesting, and it's corporate America has been doing this for a long time with all that, like, Orville Redenbacher and all this kind of stuff that's supposed to be sort of ma and pa, and then it turns out it's owned by Coca-Cola or Beatrice or some big conglomeration.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're smart getting into this, by the way. All right. I don't know. I mean, I personally, if I like a band, I like the music.
Who cares?
I was going to say I buy the CD, but I actually wait here for them to come on the show, and then I get the CD, and then I don't listen to it. But that's me. If I was a kid, I wouldn't care. I'd just go out and buy whatever band I was into.
Right.
It doesn't change the music. All right, let's take ourselves a little break. Newfound Glory is here, and we're going to hear something off the new CD, Sticks and Stones, right after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. We got Newfound Glory in here. Cyrus and Ian are all in here from the band. Jordan and Chad have left the building. And
actually, Jordan's paying bills in the front little lounge there.
Oh, he is.
Nice.
Chad has left the building.
Yeah.
All right. Good enough. I don't say paying bills. It doesn't sound rock and roll.
Now get ready for Hot Horny Studs.
Jordan is screwing the man in the next room, right, Drew?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
He's screwing my giant.
Yeah. One of those guys from one of those big record labels, man.
Something like that.
Sticking it to him good. All right, let's take a call, and then we'll hear something off of Sticks and Stones. Mary? Marie?
Hi.
It's Marie, right?
Yes.
Sorry. What's up? 21.
First, I want to say, Dr. Drew, you are one of the sexiest white men in the world.
Thank you, Mary.
It's hot.
I love you, Adam.
Thanks. I'm all right.
They're recognized.
Okay, here it is. Me and my boyfriend, we've been having anal sex for like the past 7 months.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, it hurt at first and then it got better. But like yesterday we did it and it hurt so bad I couldn't stand it. And I was wondering, like, could something have happened between then and now?
Yeah.
Did you eat a meal? Did full stomach?
No, not really.
You can tear. You know, you can get problems down there. Are you any bleeding?
No, it just hurt.
Does it still hurt?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
He's definitely not Jewish, then.
Well, get yourself some Anusol cream, okay, and take some hot baths and see if this settles down.
What do you do with that Anusol?
Put it around there.
Really?
Yeah.
Does this guy have a big penis?
It's average, I guess.
Yeah. But I know what you guys think. She has a black boyfriend. He has a huge penis, right? Right, Marie?
Probably.
Yeah, black fireman boyfriend, yeah.
Oh, really?
He's a liar.
Not actually my boyfriend, but, yeah.
Right. But,
you're kind of close with him, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys, you do some cuddling after he nails you rectally, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we do more than that, of course.
Does he, so not a big penis, just an average penis?
Yeah, it's average.
For a big black fireman.
But for a big black guy, right?
I mean, I've seen some small ones, I mean.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
On black guys?
Of course, yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Hey, that's a handicap. Don't make fun of that.
Thank God. Yeah. So glad about that.
Oh, my gosh.
That affirmative action thing is spilled over into the penises, too. With even God got involved with that.
Oh, there's enough black guys out there with small penises.
Oh, there are? Good. Okay.
There's enough white guys, too.
Yeah. I'm glad. But right now she's picturing like an 8.5-inch dork, by the way, when she's picturing small, right?
No, I'm talking like 2 inches.
Whoa.
Really? What? 2 inches?
Yeah.
Good.
Ian.
Now imagine, see that extra stigma. Like if you're a black guy and you got a small penis.
Hey, you want to watch? You want to watch Steve Klein's Cat for us while we go on tour?
What?
What does that have to do with it?
Just figured I'd ask.
Oh, okay.
I have, my theory is the reason all of white America thinks black men have huge penises is the only erect black penis we've seen is in the porn movies, and they would not hire a black man with a small penis. Mm-hmm. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So if the only erect black penis you've ever seen in your life has been in porn, then of course it's huge penis. Not going to hire anybody else. And that's why we all have this interpretation of the black penis.
Well, all the rappers rap about how they have big penises.
Do they?
And Snoop Dogg's like, got a big sack,
Yeah.
Well, a lot of rappers like, yo.
I don't think that's a sack he's talking about.
Yeah. I think he's talking about weed, right?
Yeah, but both.
Double
sure.
meaning?
Yeah, double
know.
Meaning.
All right.
That's my mayonnaise.
Yeah, that's my rap name.
We're actually label mates with Snoop Dogg now, so we're down. Yeah.
What do you think about the rap name mayonnaise for a white guy like myself?
It's very fitting.
It's because it's got the man. I end it with a Z. You know what I mean?
Oh,
mayonnaise.
Yeah.
I'm laying down the creamy riffs. You know what I mean? I spread well. I go good with anything. Right, Drew?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's hear something from Newfound Glory.
Yeah? Yes.
All right. This one's called Head On Collision.
that audience.
Newfound glory. Yeah, big fans.
And they all just went away.
Sticks and Stones, name of the CD, just out about a week, little less, right?
Yeah, this past Tuesday.
And doing real well. Newfound Glory in the studio. Back to the phones, and we'll speak to Kelly's 20. Kelly?
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Just want to say one thing, Adam, you're beautiful.
Yeah,
you.
finally.
Thanks. The only band we're seeing at Warped Tour is NOFX, but other than that.
What, you know, what about that?
The only band we're seeing at Warped Tour is NOFX.
All right. Oh, you don't want to see Newfound Glory?
Not too hot on pop punk.
Yeah, I don't want to see us either. I'd rather see NOFX as well.
What about the Boston's? I wouldn't mind seeing them.
Bad Religion?
Bad Religion
is an awesome band.
Yeah, Bad Religion.
I mean, I don't care if you don't see us, but you got to go see Bad Religion. Come on.
They opened for Blink, though. How is that possible?
Hey, what does that mean? Bad Religion's been around for 15 years. You're not going to see them because they opened up for Blink?
No, but it's... You're going to yell at me, sorry.
No, all right. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but it's too late for you.
It is?
Yeah. You've already angered me. Yeah. All right. So you want to just hang up?
No, not really.
All right. Well, you've been on hold for 72 minutes?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to put you on hold for about another 20 minutes, all right?
Come on, Adam.
All right.
Suck it.
Hey, listen.
You've got a pretty tough problem.
I don't care.
Why would you come on air and say that? I don't like your band. I'm going to see NOFX.
You just come on and start right up with the NOFX is the only band we're seeing on the Warped Tour?
NOFX is one of my favorite bands, so, I mean, it's not that too much of an insult, but...
No, but listen. Listen, you guys don't have to defend yourselves. I'll defend you.
Okay.
I don't care... if you like the band or not. You don't start your call with that kind of goddamn attitude. That's it. Especially when you got a good band here, and especially when there's a whole bunch of good bands on the bill. So, Drew, please. She needs to kiss our ass.
Okay.
This is an angry woman. And listen, there's too much of this in society. Okay, let's listen to everyone's opinion. No, everyone should just kiss my ass. Honey, you want to be a bitch, you can rot for another 73 minutes. I don't care how serious your goddamn question is. You sit there for another 20 minutes, and maybe we'll talk to you. Brad?
Yep.
You're 18?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Well, my girlfriend and I have been together for about a year now.
Yeah.
And
hold on a second. Drew, if it was a serious question, why'd you have her on hold for 73 minutes?
It was serious but not interesting.
And you kind of knew she was going to be a bitch. Go ahead there, Brad. Sorry.
All right. We've been together about a year, and well, we've never had sex. You know, we don't plan to, not yet. We don't need to deal with it, but...
We don't need to deal with it.
All right.
Don't translate that, Adam.
We do other stuff, you know.
Right.
But it seems like she never really gets... into it. According to her, I've never turned her on before. And I'm wondering, do you think it's me or do you think it's her? You know, do you have any tips?
Are you sure you're her boyfriend?
Sure.
Because we have a lot of guys who call in and are sure they're someone's boyfriend. And as it turns out, they're usually about 18. Turns out if you ask the girl, they would not admit that this was their boyfriend.
Or with somebody else.
Oh, no, she... I'm her boyfriend. I know, for sure.
All right, and but she tells you you've never turned her on.
Mm-hmm.
Have you tried to turn her on?
Oh yeah.
Have you asked her like for any advice or
what it would?
I've asked her and she
doesn't
hates
know.
It too.
She what?
She hates it too.
No. What would get her turned on?
Oh, she doesn't know. I don't know either.
Good boyfriend.
I really tried everything. I seriously have.
Did you get some Jenna Jameson DVDs? That'll work.
Okay.
Brad, are you writing this down, buddy? We have a world-class band in here giving you sex advice.
Are you pushing the right buttons or what?
Well, whenever I finger her, she tells me that I do that pretty good.
Right.
But you're not turning her on.
I guess not.
Have you given her oral sex?
I have.
You have?
What happens with that?
She said that feels okay.
Yeah. Do you understand what you need to do with that? How you do that properly?
This is going to be interesting, Drew. Because I hope
it's
going to
be really good
to him. Yeah. How do you do this on the radio?
I would hope I'm doing it right.
You understand the anatomy?
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay, here...
He watches enough porn to know.
Let's give him some clues. But first, let's make sure that they're... Why are you two virgins and not going to have sex?
Because they don't want to deal with it.
I know, that worries me, though. I wonder if she has some
problems.
We'll
do anything else, but, you know, the abstinence thing, you know. We'd rather wait until after marriage.
No, you wouldn't rather. She would rather.
Well, no, I'm totally up for it. You know, I mean, it.
Yeah, I understand you're up for it.
You're up for it because she's forcing you to be up for it.
How old are you again?
I'm 18.
And are you going to marry this girl?
What's that?
Are you going to marry her? Do you know you're going to marry her? Are you in love with her?
Well, I don't know. I would hope so. You know, I'm going to go to college and everything, and that'll be a big test. If we make it through that, then yeah.
What? Yeah, but how can you marry someone without having sex first? What if it doesn't work out too good?
I don't know.
Well, is she a religious person?
She's Christian, yeah.
Is she a devout Christian? Is that why she doesn't want to have sex?
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Is she a lot younger than you?
Well, no, she's my age. We're both 18.
She's 11. And, okay, so Brad's a difficult guy to talk to.
Are you guys going to the same college?
He's eating a peanut butter sandwich while he's talking to us. Brad, you guys going to go to the same college?
No.
How come?
Well, I'm going to a technical college.
Yeah, you know what was really weird when he was talking about college? I was picturing, like, DeVry or something. I was picturing, like, with his computer
school. You know, I'm going to DeVry next month.
Yeah, I had that, like, a super, like you're going to have, like, 170 pagers on your belt in another 5 years from now, like, six pocket liners.
Probably.
And maybe the page holster, too. You know the pager holster? That's, like, the super nerd thing. Yeah, you strap it. The more holsters you have, the more nerd you are. I don't know, the guys with the cell phone that's got the clip-on thing. Everyone's clipping things, every keys clipped everywhere. What is that nerd thing and the ability to, like, line things and clip things?
It's their accessories.
Yeah, but what is it? I got a cell phone. I put it in my goddamn pocket. I don't want to clip it on to something.
Utility belt
this
nowadays.
This is the new 2002 cell phone. I can do text messages and send play games.
You gotta show everybody their cool cell phone.
And
you
they
know?
Snap it into something, and they got the liners in the pockets. There's lots of how do you make it through? I don't understand this, but listen, Brad. Here's what we need you to do. We need you to not do the finger bang move. We need you to do the very soft and gentle caress. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Very easy.
Put on some R. Kelly, man.
Yeah. Kind of like it's a bowling ball.
Not spastic. Yeah, nice small circles. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Around the clitoris there, the little button at the top.
Right up top, yeah.
Right up top. And gentle.
Little
real nothing. Gentle. Like, more gentle than you think she would like, even. All right?
Okay.
And if you give her oral sex, do the same thing. Super gentle.
Same area.
Right, same area. Right up top. And just barely even making contact. All right?
Okay.
Well, he's not getting this at all.
Brad,
what? No, I'm getting it.
Brad, is this computer? I picture, like, a smoke coming out of his ears, like Jaime the Robot from Get Smart. You all right, Brad?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Real easy.
All right.
Real easy and soft and slow and rhythmic. Real rhythmic. Just a little circles. I mean, wouldn't you say, a lot of people listening to the show want to know how to give someone. The finger bang thing, not good.
No.
Chicks aren't really into that.
It's ridiculous.
But that little, just the button at the top.
You're going to tease the little
circles. A little soft touch, right?
Yeah, right. Guys have not, should not assume that what they like is what a woman likes.
Right.
Nothing to do with it.
And then here's the problem. They don't get the desired results, and they go into hyperdrive with it. Oh, well, she's not responding to the light finger banging I'm giving her. Now I give her the monster bang. That's
it. Just got to test the water.
I start involving the knee. I actually duct tape my wrist to my left knee and start kicking off the floorboard. All right, let's take a little break. Newfound Glory here. We'll be back after this. Oops. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Newfound Glory is our guest tonight. And now, a little bit ago, we spoke to Kelly for just a brief moment, but she started off with what I consider to be a rude comment. So I put her back on hold for another 10 or 15
minutes.
She's
still on hold?
But she's back now.
Kelly, do you like our band now?
I'm sorry.
Okay, baby.
Excuse me, I can't leave with my cell phone and my son after you.
All right.
What's the question?
I'm pregnant, like, 6 months, and my brother wants to take my kid away from me, trying to say I'm unfit.
Your brother?
Yeah, because my mom kicked me out because I'm pregnant.
Mom?
So it's really terrible.
Where are you living now?
Well, I have an apartment right now.
By yourself?
Yeah.
How do you support that?
Well, I have inheritance that I got.
Really? How much money?
$40,000.
Let me move in for like 3 weeks.
Okay.
Blow some of that money, then skedaddle.
That lasts about 6 months in infancy.
Yeah. Baby, you got to hang on to that nut. You got to get a job.
Yeah,
why is your brother trying to take the kid away?
Because he doesn't like me. He just thinks I'm unfit and I can't do it.
But he wants your kid? Or he just doesn't want you to have your kid?
He just doesn't want me to have it.
How old is your brother?
He's like 35.
What's he do? Is he stable?
Actually, he's a carpenter.
And what about you giving the child up for adoption?
I don't want to do that because I was adopted and I had a terrible life, so...
Oh. Yeah. See, that's why she's angry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm bitter. I'm sorry.
Where's the father?
My dad?
No, you're the father of the baby.
Oh, he's in jail for kidnapping his kids.
For what?
His other kids?
He has like 4 other kids, yeah.
Oh, really?
Did you know he has 4 other kids before you...
No, I didn't know.
So you have...
And he lied to me about his name, too, and everything, so I don't like...
All right. But what a shocking... revelation that you're basically going down the same path your mom went down. Yeah. And this is why I got to get in charge, straighten things out. And the first thing I'm going to do is put a bullet in the head of these Johnny Appleseed freaks who just go around knocking people up and then going back to prison. Then they get out, they start hanging with another chick, and they knock them up. Then they move on. Then they go to Florida eventually. So
that's sort of the kids.
They knock. No. They can't be in the same state as their kids.
I think everybody from New York goes down to Florida.
Yeah,
it's all people from. Hey, where are you from? You know, I'm from New York.
Yeah. Meanwhile,
that's why all the drivers. It's starting to get really crazy down in Florida. All the drivers suck now.
Hey, hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
I know you're not interested in the state of Florida. I don't mean that as a state.
I have good oranges.
All right, baby. Now listen. Here's the deal. Your brother. I know you think your brother has it in for you, but I bet he wants to do what's best for the kid, and he sees you as probably.
Troubles.
Maybe not able to raise the child on your own. And how about giving the kid up for adoption? That gets your brother off your back. It gives you a little chance to breathe. Get a little therapy, get a little help, get a job, get it together. You're 20 years old. It's the right thing to do.
Well, it's the right thing to do, but it's not what I think is right.
I know, but listen, you're a bad judge of what's right. You understand?
By your own admission.
Please let me explain something to all you dumb people out there. Please, you don't have to be smart. You only have to listen to what smart people tell you and do it. If you really think about it, any part of life, you don't have to know how to do anything. Just don't be so goddamn dumb that you can't listen to smart people.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you got to do.
Or don't know the difference between a smart person and a
smart
person.
Yes, you have smart people telling you to give the kid up for adoption.
And a brother probably cares about you.
Or you can have the kid breeze through that 40 grand and another, I give it like 13 months with the kid, and now you're on the public dole and you're living in some crappy place and you get pregnant again by another prisoner.
Why doesn't your mom talk to you? Because you got pregnant?
Yeah, because she hates me.
She hates you.
Yeah, but listen, we hated you 15 minutes ago, too, because you're an angry person. And you're not, hey, Kelly, you're not in good shape to raise this kid. It's not fair to the kid. You understand?
Yeah, just like you were saying, you didn't want to give it up to adoption because, I mean, I can't say anything about this, but you said it was going to be a bad situation. It's not like it's a good situation with you holding on to your kid either. You're not really in, doesn't sound like you're really financially stable. And
yeah, and you could have picked the adoptive parents even.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not in a good place emotionally, Kelly, because of what happened to you growing up.
Yeah.
It's selfish to put that burden on a kid, and believe me, Every ounce of what you got's going right into that kid.
Absolutely.
So this is your stepmom that's kicked you out of the house, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so Kelly, listen to me. Mm-hmm. Your brother hates your guts. Your mom hates your guts. Everyone is out to get you.
Adam hates your guts.
10 minutes ago, the band hated your guts.
We never hated your guts.
But people magically don't like you. Is that because there's something wrong with them, or is that because you're not putting your best foot forward?
Probably what you said, the ladder.
Okay. All right. And you're not stupid. I can hear that. You just used the word ladder, which no one's ever used on this show except for Drew. All right. So you're an intelligent person, but you grew up in a tough situation, around in a tough environment, and you have some, you got a little leather on your skin. That's fine.
All right.
That's all right. You got to worry about the guys you hook up with. You got to worry about not getting pregnant again. You got to give this kid up for adoption, and you got to work it out.
Yep.
It's all right. You're going to get in deeper with this kid. Give it up for adoption. Do the right thing. You'll feel better about yourself. Get a little therapy and move on, all right?
Yes.
Remember, I'm smart, right?
Also, again, Adam, I'm sorry.
Okay, baby. All right, take care of yourself, all right?
Okay.
Please.
Uh-huh. All right, all right.
What, see you at Warped Tour.
Well, what did you say to that person to make her all of a sudden change her whole name?
It works every time. This is why you have to yell at people.
Tough love.
Drew, every time, am I
every
right?
Every time.
I yell at our listeners and come back with a new attitude.
Yep.
Newfound glory. We'll take a break. I want to thank all the members of Newfound Glory for coming in here and hanging with us tonight and seeing me through my cold. I got to apologize.
I think I finally got it.
You got the cold?
Yeah, it's really?
You heard me sneeze like 400 times.
Oh, yeah.
I'm coughing, man.
Yeah. Also, Adam, if you want to come use my washer and dryer later on, the offer's open.
Can I do that?
I think his dryer's a little broken now.
Is your dad going to be there?
I go to my ex's place and her mom fingers me in the ass. It just slipped in, sorry. It's rough. All right, so that's it, everyone. Sticks and Stones, name of the CD, Newfound Glory. Thanks, guys. Good to see you again as usual.
Thank you very much.
And until next time, Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
It's just the lifestyle that we, you know, from touring and eating late and
anal sex. But did you have...
This has been Love Line. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Love Line is Ann Wilkins Engel. Love Line is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.